College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day, and it's been a great day. Wow, what a day it has been.
Yeah.
Steve, you got something for us?
Well, I had a question, Shirley.
Oh, Carla.
I had a question for Steve. Yes. So here's my question.
Shirley, you're going to start listening. That's what you're going to start.
No, I hesitated. No, it's not on her. Listening. I hesitated.
No, it is on me. Thank you for that. Trying to
wait,
say, but
I love this show.
I know. Steve was looking at me like, didn't Carla just say she had a question?
Carla just said, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I blacked out.
Here's my question. Steve, how do you show up for yourself every day? How do you do that? I know it's a struggle sometimes.
You know, I guess I would have to say a person has to make a commitment to your vision, to your dreams, to your aspirations. And you got to get committed to that. And you have to really understand that this is based solely on you making the decision every day that I'm going to be about it. And if you're not going to be about it, you can stop looking around because it's really on you. It's really not about anybody else. It's really not what they're saying about you online. It's not about how they feel about you on your job. It has nothing to do with your coworkers. Your boss might have a certain amount of control in certain situations, but your boss is not in control of your destiny and your life unless you give it to him. And I've chosen not to give permission to anybody to have control over my life or my destiny except my God. That's it.
Amen.
And I have made a conscious commitment. It's what you got to do, y'all. You got to decide, I'm going to be about it today. I'm going to be about it in spite of. I'm going to be about it in spite of the fact that I don't really feel myself today. I'm going to be about it. I'm going to be about it no matter what they say. I'm going to be about it no matter what the naysayers have come up with. I don't care what the vote is. I really don't care. I can't tell you how many times I have had to ignore what's being said about me. And you have to do that. I can't tell you how many times you're going to have to ignore their opinion of you. You have got to make a commitment in your mind that you're going to be about it. And, you know, you hear the saying that the race isn't given to the swift, but to him that endureth to the end. You got to endure, man. This is not going to be simple or easy. You have got to be persistent. Because guess what? Life going to keep coming. And what you have to factor into it every day is them haters is coming too. They coming. And the crazy thing like now in the world we live in today is because of social media and technology, haters got a voice. Haters got a platform who used to never be able to even have access to you. So you got to be careful with trolling and social media and all of these stuff, man. You can't let that be in your life because, man, you'll get caught up in that. I forgot what I was watching the other day, and the person was so hung up on the social media and what they were saying. Oh, I know what I was watching. I was watching a documentary on Meg Thee Stallion. I was on the plane. And I was watching, which is a really good thing. You know, these young people, they document so much of their life because they got phone cameras and they got somebody following them for social media content. But if you keep it on long enough, you start hearing the real. And Meg Thee Stallion was really going through it with that trial, with that guy that shot her and all like this. And then so many people sided against her. And it started affecting her mentally where she was having anxiety and depression and all of this here. And she said, at one moment, she said, every time something would happen, she would see what the Post was saying. And they was eating her up and it was throwing her into something. And she said, I got to stop reading this stuff. Well, you got to stop reading it because now you're allowing someone else to have an opinion about you that don't even know you. And what's more importantly, do not even care about you. So I developed a couple of coping mechanisms. Number one, if you don't have my cell number, I don't care what you think. I don't. And that has really helped. Because if you're important to me, you probably have my number. And if my number ain't lit up with texts from people who actually have access to me, what do I care about you online? And then you have to understand about trollers and haters. They are not decision makers, power brokers, shakers, and movers. They're none of that. They just haters. So I have decided that I'm going to show up every day, even when I don't feel like it. Just showing up makes you win, man. Just showing up puts you ahead of the game. Do you know how many people are not going to show up? You know how many people going to quit? Mm-hmm. Not me. I've made a commitment to show up. I'm showing up. Just show up, man. Just keep putting one foot in front of the next. Keep showing up. There's a victory on the other side of that. And I don't care how uncomfortable it is, but I've discovered one last thing. Everything I've ever wanted in life was on the other side of uncomfortable. I just keep putting my foot in front of the other. I don't care how uncomfortable it is. I'm committed to the show. Thank you for asking, Carl. Those are my closing remarks. Why I show up. That's why. Hey, talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.